Welcome back to the Hiding for Horrors podcast, where we review horror movies and horror franchises. I'm Mark.
I'm Tawan.
I'm Maria.
And we're back again with a ranking episode because we just wrapped up our mini franchise kind of thing with the Black Christmas movies. So we're here to rank. But before we start, I must remind you that when we rank, we're ranking from our least favorite to our favorite. Maria, what's in your number three spot?
It is Black Christmas 2019. It was not a scary movie. I feel like it lost a lot of its it just felt like a completely different movie compared to the other movies, and I feel like with the franchise, well, not a franchise, but just what Black Christmas was originally about, I disliked a lot of the characters. It just didn't feel like a well thought out movie. Like, and not to mention, like, the gore wasn't even giving. Like, I feel like I barely saw any blood. I didn't like it. Didn't like the movie. So it's my number three.
For me, at number three, it's also going to be Black Christmas 2019. It was all style and no substance. I feel like they had too much they wanted to say, and they didn't say any of it good. And like I said in our review last week, it forgot to be a horror movie, and it was just, I don't know, it wasn't good. And I don't know. When we reviewed the Last House on the Left movies, as someone who's been sexually assaulted, like, I had no problem sitting through that. But then watching this movie, I kind of felt some kind of way with, like, watching Riley and watching Chris. It was just like, it just didn't feel right for me. And I would never be okay with the correlation with, like, horror movies and sexual assault. I don't feel like they need to be a thing. And there are so many movies that make that a thing, and I never like them. It's just, it's not needed. She's already going to be murdered. Why does that have to be sexual assault involved? Like, it just takes it away from me. To attempt my number three spot. What about you, Tuan? What takes your third spot?
It looks like we are all tied today because Black Christmas 2019 will definitely be taking my slot as number three for this little mini ranking. I do not like this movie. I've not liked it since I saw it back in 2019 and had no intentions of watching it again. So seeing it again, like, a few years out, I went into it remembering I didn't like it and still came out of it not liking it. I really don't think the acting was up to par in this movie. Really didn't like the script either. Like, they were kind of just saying, like, buzzwords, and it really didn't sound like how a lot of real people would talk. It's like how someone envisioned, like, people like this would talk about certain stuff, and it just didn't come across correct to me. And as mentioned in our review of this movie, this is supposed to be a horror movie, and I was not scared by anything. Now, yes, I do understand that this movie is supposed to be like a, you know, a women-centric type story, but, like, there was no, like, fear of anything, even when people were being killed. I don't know why I didn't feel like anyone was actually in danger, even when people who were getting killed. It didn't feel serious. It felt very unserious at parts. And we kind of just, were just following the characters as they went along. It felt like this movie feels like filler content. Like, the whole movie feels like filler content to, like, just put in theaters because they had nothing else to put out at the time. And also, as mentioned in our review of the movie, it really felt like this should have been a different movie. And Mark mentioned that the studio probably felt like this wouldn't do good, and they attached a well-known brand to it. Well, not, you know, well-known enough, to, at least to horror fans, that, you know, get people in the theater. But it wasn't, this wasn't giving for that. And, yeah, it is my number three. I don't feel myself ever watching this again. And I would probably advise most to not watch it. I don't even think it's a so bad it's good. It's a so bad it's kind of boring me.
And for me, at my second spot, it's going to be Black Christmas 2006. I remember watching this movie as a kid and, you know, hating it because it's a remake, because I am biased towards remakes. But then rewatching this movie, it's actually not that bad. I mean, there are parts that I didn't like, you know, Agnes. I don't know why we need Agnes and Billy. I don't understand why Billy had jaundice and he was fucking orange. I didn't understand why there was an incest rape plot. Like, I just didn't understand all of that stuff. Like, my gripe is that I don't like an over-explanation of the movie's villain. That's why I don't like remakes, because they always do that. But outside of that, with the kills, with some of the acting, it was a good movie. So that's why it lands at my second spot. Maria, what's in your second spot?
It's also Black Christmas 2006. I don't remember the movie. I guess a lot, there was just a lot lacking in the movie. I feel like the movie was really slow. I didn't enjoy the whole background of Billy. That whole incest thing, I feel like just didn't have to be done. I feel like there didn't need to be two killers. There was just a lot about this movie that I didn't like. And honestly, I would not watch this again. This is like definitely when I think of Black Christmas, this one's just not it. So it's my number second.
Tawan, what's your second?
My second choice is definitely the original movie. I really just think, you know, watching like certain slashers and stuff, I feel like just a lot in that early like period, like the 80s, they were just a bit slower overall than kind of, you know, a bit more like fast paced like slashers that we kind of got like the like 90s to like 2000s. And I feel like just for me, for what I'm used to watching, that isn't my style of movie. And I also kind of felt going into it, because I had only seen the 2006 one up to that point, I thought that the 2006 one followed basically the same story, but was just just updating it for a newer audience. But once I was watching the original, we were getting kind of all these side plots going, and I don't know, I just really wasn't caring about it as much. I really only cared about the main character, who's also like our final girl, which, you know, she is the final girl. But those side plots that we were given in the story, like, they really weren't important to me at all, and I was a little bit bored watching them. And I don't know if they really added anything for me. I mostly only cared about what was gonna happen, like, at the actual, like, house. I didn't really care about the search for, like, this little girl or whatever that was kind of going on. It was just, you know, all the other stuff that was happening outside of the main character, and like her like struggling with whether to go back or not with like the pregnancy and like the thing with her boyfriend. That was what I was kind of more concerned with. Everything else kind of fell to the background in my head. And Now that I've been thinking about it, it kind of felt like, you know, like a TV show where they have like the main plot and then they have the side, you know, the side bits, and we were really only here for like those main little bits, but you know, they got to keep it going, the runtime going, so we got those extra parts of the story. And yeah, it just wasn't really satisfying to me.
Maria, what's like your number one spot?
My number one is Black Christmas, the original one. I really, really, really enjoyed the concept of like us never seeing the killer and you know, doing the kills from their perspective. I don't know. It's just, I feel like it was different compared to what I've seen. And I guess I didn't mind the side plots that were going on. I can see why the whole pregnancy one was brought up, you know, because they were trying to make the boyfriend into like the red herring. But like, I don't know. I just really enjoyed this movie. I enjoyed that. Yeah, you just kind of never really figure out who it was that was out here killing people. And you kind of also never get a reason as to why. It just, some guy was just went into the house and started messing with them and killing them. And, you know, you're just kind of left with, like, so many unanswered questions. I think even at the end, like, you know, you hear, like, the phone ringing, and it's like, you don't know if, like, is the guy dead? Was it Phil? Philip? I don't remember the guy's name. But, you know, and I don't know, I really enjoyed that they kept that mystery all throughout the movie, you know. Like, first with, like, you know, with the phone call, some guy is just on the phone laughing, and you're just like, that's weird, that's odd, who does that? And then people start dying, and you're just like, that's even weirder. And then you get a mix of both, you know, people dying. You, like, us as, like, even us as the audience, we can't see who it is. You know, I like the fact that we also don't know why, how, you know, or who or any of that stuff. And that's what I really enjoyed about this movie.
And for me, my number one spot is also the OG Black Christmas, because I like that we end the movie and not knowing who the killer is. You know, and I feel like we had a good red herring with Peter. There was a chance he could have been a killer, especially after finding out that his girlfriend wanted to have an abortion. He became such a dick. And like, but then to get that like last little breathing at the end, and it just, I don't know, it does something for me. And then it had like a bunch of amazing shots, like the shot where she's looking out at the carolers and the Christmas lights are on her face, but then at the same time her friend is being murdered upstairs, and I'm just like, spliced in. Like, I love those shots. I loved how slow it was, and it had these little slide plots that kind of made other people suspicious. Like, I don't know. I enjoyed this more. I enjoyed, like, the slowness of 70s horror movies. But what about you, Tawan? What's in your number one spot?
As if we couldn't tell, my number one spot goes to the 2006 remake. I do have my issues with this movie, specifically the whole like incest plot line and how that all kind of played out with like the Agnes storyline and stuff, but I just prefer this one because this feels more like a slasher to me and like what I'm used to getting out of a slasher. And I like the kills in it. I like how gory it was, like that type of feel. Also, like the actresses that were in here at the time, I still feel Katie Cassidy acts like she's in TV, even though she's in a movie, and she didn't really feel like our final girl. So justice for Mary Elizabeth Winstead's character Wendy, because she should have been the final girl in this movie. Outside of that, though, I like the look of it, and I I was more kind of engaged because it all kind of like took place at the same time. There really wasn't much like side stuff going on. There was with like the whole like boyfriend plot line and that, you know, that little stuff, but it was more contained to where I was more interested in whatever else was going on, just because it was kind of like a bottle movie. Like everybody was in one location. You couldn't leave. You couldn't go nowhere else. So they had to like stay there and get everything over with from where they were. At least until the end.
And just like that, we have wrapped up our little mini franchise that could. You know, I wanted to do a little short thread. Yeah, I wanted us to do like a little, you know, franchise that to help us, you know, be part of the Christmas festive season. But we still have one more week left in December. So next week we will be reviewing Krampus. I haven't seen that movie in a while. I've only seen it once. So Twan and I will be reviewing Krampus. Maria will be away enjoying Christmas. We will hold down the fort. Tune in, guys.
Nicholas with you.
Good night.
If you like this episode, please be sure to check out Hide and Fear Horror's past reviews from big franchises like Halloween, Friday the 13th, and the Chucky franchise, or one-off reviews like Us and Midsommar. You can follow Hide and Fear Horrors on Instagram and TikTok, where the host posts updates and mini reviews. Full episodes are available on several podcasting platforms. If you're listening to us on YouTube, don't forget to please like and subscribe. Hide and Fear Horror is produced by Mark Smart, Maria Perez, and Tuan Griffin. Edited by Mark Smart. Theme by Lethal Injections. The Hide and Fear Horrors podcast is a Letters to Media production.
Should we do an intro?